are not taking part in these elections. We are actually resisting this election because it has got nothing to do with election. It's just mere waste of time and resources.
Well, it can be said that President Bashir has taken steps to want to bring about national dialogue. Isn't that a credit for him?
No, he has been calling for this national dialogue for the last 12 months, and it turned out to be just a waste of time because this dialogue did not start up till this moment. And instead, they said the election is a better way of dialoguing between the politicians and the people. So now the dialogue didn't take place, and now they are saying the election is the dialogue, which manifested what we have been saying, that the ruling party has just been trying to distract the attention of Sudanese people by making them busy talking about the dialogue that never took place up till now.
If you do not take part in the election, you are giving President Bashir the go-ahead to continue to rule the country. Why not go and test the waters and see if you can win the election?
Dear James, what is taking place has got nothing to do with elections. There is no such thing of freedom of expression, no freedom of movement, no freedom of organization. Actually, they have changed the constitution by themselves. They have devastated totally all the pillars of a modern state. There is no rule of law. So in such a case, there is already total failure in governance. There is a serious problem of conflict in Sudan. There is a serious economic crisis. So if the renomination of President al-Bashir would solve that, let them go ahead and solve it. What we need in Sudan is not appointing a man who is already under fear and besieged by the indictment of the International Criminal Court. What we need is reconciliation in Sudan to make genuine and just peace that takes place, and through that we can go into interim period after we start transforming the economy.
So what does your party want? What does the president have to do for your party to take part?
We call for a dialogue to settle, because our problem is not only in whom to rule Sudan, but how Sudan to be ruled. For that, we are suggesting a comprehensive constitutional conference to discuss this matter and to have an interim period which is national, which has the same distance from all the political parties. This national interim government in a period of between 2 to 3 years to establish peace in Sudan and to start the economic reform and to implement the basic freedoms and to prepare for fair and free elections to settle the way of governance in Sudan.